بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. عزیز اشعار و قاری باللہ حضرت مولانا حکیم محمد اقرا صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کے ٹائٹل یہ آہیں زہر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں. یہ آہیں سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں, مدینے کے شاموں سحر دیکھتے ہیں. جسے آپ کا با خبر دیکھتے ہیں, اسے غیر سے بھی خبر دیکھتے ہیں. غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ, ملائک سے بھی فوقِ تر دیکھتے ہیں. غلامی سے تیری غلاموں کا رتبہ, ملائک سے بھی فوق تر دیکھتے ہیں. تجلی جو ہے سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم, اسے راش کے شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں. تجلی ہے جو سبز گنبد پہ ہر دم, اسے راش کے شمس و قمر دیکھتے ہیں. مدینے کا جغرافیہ دیکھ کر ہم عجب حال قلب و جگر دیکھتے ہیں. تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد, تو ایمان کو گرم اثر دیکھتے ہیں. تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد, تو ایمان کو گرم اثر دیکھتے ہیں. بفرتے محبت بشوں کے نظر ہم, مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں. بفرتے محبت بشوں کے نظر ہم, مدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں. ابو بکر رضی اللہ تعالیٰ, ابو بکر فاروق عثمان و حیدر, تصور میں ہم ان کے گھر دیکھتے ہیں. جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں, تو پندار زہر و زبر دیکھتے ہیں. جو روزے پہ حاضر صلاتی ہوئے ہیں, تو پندار زہر و زبر دیکھتے ہیں. جو جالی پہ صلی اللہ کہہ رہے ہیں, جو جالی پہ صلی اللہ کہہ رہے ہیں, یہ اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں. جو جالی پہ صلی اللہ کہہ رہے ہیں, یہ اختر انہیں چشم تر دیکھتے ہیں. یہ آہیں سحر کا اثر دیکھتے ہیں, مدینے کی شاموں سحر دیکھتے ہیں.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. This is the kalam of Arif Billah, Hazrat Abdul Fazl Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawar Allahu Marqadahu. The title is Ye Ahe Sahar Ka Asar Dekhtehe. That now we are seeing the fruits of the du'as which we made at the time of Sehri in the month of the night when the entire world is asleep. At that time the door of every king is closed, every person is closed, every office is closed. But if there is any office that is open, if there is any door, any threshold that is open, then that is only the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the du'a made at that time is readily accepted. It is mentioned in the hadith that at that time of the night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes down to the first heaven and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces, هَلْ مِنْ تَائِبٍ فَأَتُوبَ عَلَيْهِ. Is there anyone that is making tawbah, that is asking for forgiveness so that I may forgive him? هَلْ مِنْ مُسْتَرْزِقٍ فَأَرْزُقَ. Is there anyone that is asking for sustenance so that I may grant him my sustenance? Is there anyone that has any other need so that I may grant it to him? Over here we have before us the king that is asking us for if you need anything. But here we see that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are they asking for? Madinah ke sham wa sahar dekhte hain. That they are looking forward to go and visit the blessed lands of Madinah Munawwara, to visit the mornings of Madinah Sharif, to see the evening of Madinah Sharif. For a normal person, it will be a normal morning, it will be a normal evening in Madinah Sharif. But for the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every moment that you spend in the blessed lands, in the land of the beloved itself, it is very, very special. Like how it is mentioned regarding Majnoon, that once he saw one dog, and then he took that dog, somebody saw him kissing the leg of the dog. So somebody asked him that, oh, you mad person, Majnoon, what are you doing? He said, don't you know which dog is this? This is a dog that came from the house, from the streets where Layla stays. At night he would be seeing, making tawaf of the house of Layla. And then he would sing couplet saying, Atufu ala diyari, diyari Layla, uqabbilu zal jidari wa zal jidara, wa laysa hubbu diyari shaghafna qalbi, walakin hubbu man sakana diyara. That you see me making tawaf of these walls. Sometimes you see me kissing this side of the wall, and sometimes you see me kissing that side of the wall. But it is not the wall or the bricks that has engulfed my heart. Rather, it is because of the one that is residing within this wall. In a similar manner, when any person that falls in love with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will realize that the place, the city of Madinah Munawwara, is no ordinary place. It is a place of a very, very great personality. Jise aapka ba khabar dekhte hai, usse ghair se be khabar dekhte hai. That whoever we see, that he is conscious of you, he is always aware of you. He has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And automatically, he is totally oblivious of everything else. Ghulami se teri ghulamo ka rutba, malaik se bhi so qatar dekhte hai. Yet whoever now becomes your slave, and he decides to follow every sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then malaik se bhi folk tar dekhte hai. And that person who follows every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, eventually he reaches such height where now he is even more higher, and he is even reaches higher ranks than even the malaika. Tajalli jo hai sabze gumbat pe hardam, that at every moment the manifestation, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is pouring down on the green dome, usse rashk aur shams aur qamar dekhte hai, that even the sun and the moon look at the tajalli and the manifestation that is coming down at the blessed roza in mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Hazrat says that at these places, normally when a person is going to the Niagara Falls, and from a very, very far distance, a person can sense and the splashes will come on a person to such an extent that a person will be completely drenched. And a person will have to stand very, very far to see this fall. But when we go to this blessed land, then a person has to take out his raincoat of sin, and he has to make tawbah and istighfar for a person to benefit from these blessings and this anwarat which is falling on the roza mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Madina ka jughrafiya dekhkar hum ajab hal e qalb o jigar dekhte hain. Just by seeing the scenario, the Mubarak places of Madinah Munawwara, a very, very ajeeb, a very, very strange condition envelops my heart, overcomes my heart. That now, somebody asked Imam Malik rahmatullahi alayhi, that we see you, when you walk in the blessed lands of Madinah Munawwara, you don't wear shoes. What is the reason for this? He said, how do I know that now if I'm going to be wearing my shoes, this, I could be walking with my shoes in such a place where the Mubarak feet of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had gone. So we see that the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they look at such places, then they look at it with a different eye. Our Hazrat says that the one who closes his eyes to the woman of the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open to him the beauty of his wife. And the one who will close his eyes to the fancy cities of the world, whether it is New York, whatever, America, whatever, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open to him and show him the glory of Makkah Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. تصور میں آتا ہے جب سبز گنبد تو ایمان کو گرم تر دیکھتے ہیں. Just when I think of Madinah Munawwara, and I find that even my iman now gets heated, I feel a different sense of iman within my heart. بفرتِ محبت بشوقِ نظر ہم, that out of happiness and out of enthusiasm, بدینے کے دیوار و در دیکھتے ہیں, that now we feel as though, when can I go and see the walls of Madinah Munawwara. Abu Bakr, Farooq, Uthman, Haydar, When can I go and see the resting places of the great illustrious Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Usman, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhum. Tasawwur mein hum unke ghar dekhte hain. That even though they are not in front of us, but as though in our mind, we are imagining their blessed places and how they sacrificed their lives for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to such an extent that even if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had to make wudu, they wouldn't even allow the water droplets that which Nabi alayhi salam would be making wudu for it to touch the floor. Every sahabi would go and he would rush and try to get the mubarak wudu of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would even spit, they would try and get it at spit. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam wants the cupping, the sahabi took it and even drank the blood of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Because every part of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was absolutely pure and is very, very pure. When this Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam came to know that this sahabi drank my blood, Nabi alayhi salam commented and said that person will not enter the fire of Jahannam who has in his body my blood. And jo roza par hazir salatin hue hai to pindar zero zabar dekhte hai. That now this place is such that no matter whether it be the slaves, whether it be the king, but when a person comes to Madina Munawwara, then in front of the king of both worlds, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everybody becomes a slave. Jo jali pe salli ala keh rahe hai, ye akhtar unhi chasham jitar dekhte hai. And those that are standing by the Mubarak jali of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sending salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habiballah. Hazrat says, ya akhtar unhi chasham tar dekhte hai. That Hazrat, that I, akhtar, I am seeing them with a lot of envy and I wish I can go to these Mubarak places and visit Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam again and again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all tawfiq.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Ma ba'd. Na kitab hayat al-muslimin. Unan ashabali ta'ami rahmatullahi alayhi. Taking special care to fulfill the rights of Muslims. It is not lawful for a Muslim to hurt, harm, or inconvenience another Muslim. His life, property, and dignity has to be honored. His faults should be concealed and he must not be slandered. In short, he must be protected and honored. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I swear by the being in whose possession is my life, that a man is not a perfect Muslim unless he loves for a brother what he loves for himself. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one from whose mischief a neighbor is not safe will not enter Jannah. The neighbor remains in a state of fear as a result of one's mischief. Such an evil person will not enter Jannah before being sentenced to punishment in Jahannam. Another narration, Nabi alayhi sallam said, he is not of us who does not have mercy on our little ones, nor has respect for our aged ones. And he is not of us who does not forbid evil. It is among the duties of the believers to be kind to juniors, respect seniors, call to virtue and forbid evil. However, when discharging this duty of admonition, one should be kind, have respect for others, and act honorably. One should not adopt harshness and a holier-than-thou attitude. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever defends a Muslim brother who is being reviled, Allah Ta'ala will defend him and aid him in this world and the year after. Whoever refrains from defending a Muslim who is being reviled while having the ability to defend, Allah will apprehend him in this world and the year after. Hazrat Uqba ibn Amir radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever observes a fault of another and conceals that fault, that is, doesn't advertise it, the sawab is like one who has saved the life of a girl who has been buried alive. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every mara is a mara to his Muslim brother. Therefore, when a Muslim sees a fault or an evil in another Muslim, he should act as his mara and make known to him his fault without disgracing him, without revealing to others what he has just seen. Just as a mara, while revealing to the viewer the fault in his appearance, does not publicize to other people such fault. When Hadith Nabi alayhi salam said, maintain people on their ranks. It is a teaching of deen that everyone should be treated in terms of his or her rank. Due regard has to be accorded to the position of a person. Everyone cannot be driven with the same whip. And the hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he is not a perfect Muslim who eats while his hunger remains hungry.
Now the narration says, a Muslim is the repository of love. There is no goodness in a man who does not have love for another, nor does anyone love him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, he who fulfills the need of a person in order to give him pleasure, has given me pleasure. Whoever has given me pleasure, has given Allah pleasure. Whoever has given pleasure to Allah, ta'ala, Allah will give him jannah. He says, you fulfill the need of a person to please him, to make him happy. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam said, 73 acts of forgiveness are written for a person who aids a man in difficulty. Of these 73, one is sufficient for the rectification of his affairs in this world. The other 72 will serve as a means for the acquisition of lofty stages in the year after. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whenever a Muslim visits a sick Muslim brother, or merely goes to meet a brother, Allah says, you have done a good action, your walking is blessed, and you have built your palace in Jannah. Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is not lawful for a Muslim to sever his ties with another Muslim for more than 3 days, in such a way that when they meet, the one turns his face one way and the other turns his face the other way. The better of the two is the one who makes salam first. Severance of ties referred to in this hadith means the breaking of ties because of enmity and worldly reasons. This hadith does not refer to the adoption of solitude and disassociation with the general public. Such solitude which comes for the development of the soul is in fact instructed by the deen. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, refrain from suspicion. The worst of lies is suspicion. It is thinking ill of other people just on the mere supposition. This thought comes in the mind, you think of evil of someone. Do not pry into the private affairs of others. Do not bid a higher price for any object of sale with the intention to deceive and not to buy. Do not have jealousy for one another. Do not entertain malice for each other. Do not have backbite. Fear Allah. All servants of Allah should live like brothers. One hadith, Nabi alayhi salam said, a Muslim owes 6 rights to another Muslim. Someone asked, Nabi of Allah, what are they? He said, when meeting him, say salam to him. When he invites you, accept his invitation. When he seeks aid from you, aid him. When he sneezes and says, Alhamdulillah, then say, Irhamukallah. When he is sick, visit him. And when he passes away, accompany his janazah. These rights which Muslims enjoy over other Muslims are not restricted to 6. But on this particular occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned 6. In other hadith and Quranic verses, many more rights and duties are mentioned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam said, a man who harms any Muslim and deceives him is accursed. The rights, duties and attitudes mentioned in all above hadith pertain to the general body of Muslims. Such rights are applicable in abundance. Because these general rights, besides them, they are also special rights in particular occasions and circumstances. The special and particular rights have been dealt with in our book, Huququl Islam. In these days, there is great negligence and indifference in regard to the discharge of the rights and execution of duties. It is therefore essential to be diligent in the fulfillment of these rights and duties. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq.